Welcome to Set Free Live, brought to you by Set Free Outreach Ministries. It is our prayer that the word of the Lord will be a blessing to you. We pray that as you listen, the Holy Spirit will enlighten, encourage, and inspire you in your walk with the Lord. Let's go now into the word of the Lord. Be blessed.
Everybody,
say amen.
God
has spoken.
So let the church,
say amen.
Yeah. Can I get a witness?
Let the church, say amen.
God bless you, beloved. Welcome to Set Free Live. I am Apostle Deborah, and beloved, it is a blessing and an honor to be with you once again today. We do thank and praise God for his loving kindness and his tender mercy. Truly, God is a good God, and we want to praise him on this morning. And we're believing and trusting God that as you go about your day today, that the Lord will continue to minister, uplift, and edify you. We're getting ready to go into prayer. We invite you, if you're listening and you have a prayer request and you want to call in, you're welcome to do so. Our call-in number, 718-664-9578. Praise the Lord. You can also email us, and the announcer will give you all the information. Praise God. If you ever want to email, amen, drop us an email. Let us know how the broadcast is being a blessing to you. We invite you to do so. We know that this is definitely a time where we must pray. We must call on the name of the Lord. And truly, God is moving by his Spirit. And we do thank and praise God for all that he is doing. We want you to be encouraged today, beloved, and know that God loves you and he cares about you. And he is continuing to work all things out for you because he loves you and he cares. As we go before the Lord, we ask that you would pray with us. Praise the Lord. And just allow the Holy Spirit to minister, amen, to you in a special way on today. Father, we thank you today, and we praise you, Lord God, for just allowing us to come before you. We ask, Father, as we go into this prayer, that, Father God, you will come in and that you will have your way. Father, we're thanking you today for the armor of God. We thank you, God, that you have provided the armor, and we're trusting you today for protection against all the spiritual forces that the enemy, oh God, would traffic in the heavenly realm in the name of the Lord. Father, with confidence, we stand firm with the belt of truth around our waist. Father God, we know and we recognize that the enemy, oh God, in his subtle ways, oh God, in his deceiving ways are out to pull down truth. But we thank you, God, that we're settled in the truth of the word of the Lord today. We choose to believe it, to live it, to speak only your word, because we know, God, that heaven and earth will pass away, but your word will stand forever. So God, we also thank you today for the breastplate of righteousness. We know, God, that we must have the organs covered, Father God. And we thank you, Father God, that your righteousness, God, covers us today, right standing in you and right relationship with you, Father. And we desire, Father God, to walk in your righteousness because, God, you took our filthiness. You took the rags of righteousness that we had that was filthy, and you gave us your righteousness. So we thank you for that. We thank you, God, because of the death of Jesus on the cross. He paid the price so that we may be free and that we may live righteous and holy before you. Lord God, we thank you, God, for the sandals of peace. We thank you that our shoes, our feet, are shod today with the preparation of the gospel of peace, that we can walk in your peace, oh God. We can live in your peace, God. And we thank you right now, Father God, that your peace causes us to have soundness of mind. We walk in it today. We thank you for the power that you've given us, the dunamis, to walk in all that you've given us according to your word. We thank you for stability today. We thank you for soundness of mind today, God. And we thank you, God, for the shield of faith. Hallelujah, because it quenches all the arrows of the enemy. We thank you, God, that Jesus took these arrows of the enemy that we deserve. And Father God, if you allow us, oh God, to be touched by any arrow, we know and we believe that it's only to refine us, to make us better. Oh God, to sharpen our character. So Father God, even in this, we choose to trust you. We choose to lean and depend upon you, God, that no matter what comes our way, we know that you got our back, Father God. We know, Father God, that you're watching over your word to perform it. Oh God, we thank you for that right now. Father God, we thank you for the helmet of salvation that covers our mind. Oh my God, from the enemy's deceiving ways. Oh Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that we will think your thoughts, we will feel your love and your compassion, and we will discern your will in all leading in all things in our lives. Father God, we thank you right now, hallelujah, that the salvation of the Lord defeats all satanic thoughts that come to our mind. We thank you, Father God, that you're renewing our mind according to your word. We thank you, Father God, that as your word comes to our spirit and comes into our heart, it comes to illuminate, it comes to revelate, it comes to activate, oh God. And Father God, we choose to walk in your word. We choose, Father God, not to allow your word to lay dormant, but Father God, we know that the word of God is quick and is powerful and is sharper than any two-edged sword. It'll pierce, oh Boshikata, Rotodosikataya. It'll pull out everything, God, that needs to be pulled out. But at the same time, your word goes in to bring life. Your word goes in to bring healing. Hoboshikatabosikataya. Your word goes in to bring strength. Hoboshikato. Rokotepeshikete. Hokatabosikataya. Help us on today, God, to walk in your word. Hoboshikatabosikate. We come against laziness right now. We come against triflingness right now. We come against lackadaisicalness right now. Oh, my Shadabosay. And pull us up, oh God. Pull us up in our mind. Pull us up in our spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Father God, we thank you for the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of the Lord. It's trustworthy. It's infallible. Hoboshe. We choose to believe your word. We choose to live its truth, oh God. We choose to walk in the power of the word of God. Hoboshe kataya. Oh God, we ask that you hide the word in our heart, oh God, and grant us proficient recall that, oh my God, when we need your word, we will, oh God, the Holy Ghost will bring it back up, God. And we will declare it, we will speak it in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, because we know that victory lies in the word of God. Salvation lies in the word of God. Deliverance lies in the word of God. We thank you for the power of the word. We thank you right now that as your word goes out on the airways this morning, it will go forth and it will do what it's sent forth to do in the mighty name of Jesus. So God, we thank you for it now. We thank you that you're pulling down strongholds. We thank you right now that you're pulling down evil mindsets in the mighty name of Jesus, that you're pulling down walls of religion, that you're pulling down walls of legalism, that you're pulling down traditional walls in the mighty name of Jesus, that sin is coming down. We thank you right now, God, that you've given us the honor to bind demonic rulers and spiritual wickedness in high places with chains and fetters of iron. Oh, God, I thank you today. Oh, my God, for the privilege to execute judgments written upon the powers of darkness by the authority that we got in the name of Jesus. We thank you for access which we have to your throne. Oh my God, through the blood of Jesus and by the same blood, oh God, our testimony. Oh my God, we overcome the enemy. We thank you for that today, that we're overcomers, God. We're the head and we're not the tail. Oh God, we're above and we're not beneath. We thank you for that today. Oh my God, we're affronted by demonic strongholds which have come up before our faces in this land, in this hour. Oh God, but you've given to us, oh God, to overcome. Oh my Shadow Sando, So God, I ask you to execute vengeance, punishment, oh God, upon all unclean demons that harass your people in the name of Jesus. Send forth the word today, to go up in the heavenlies, to go up in the spirit realm and fight on our behalf today. Oh God, we thank you, Lord God, that the high praises of God, they dwell in our mouth, they dwell in our heart, oh God, and we take great joy in it. We give praise, God. We give honor for your word today. Thank you, God. We thank you for the ability to open up our mouth and praise you. Let the praises of God flow from our heart, flow from our belly, because when the Holy Ghost goes in, God, oh my God, it's like rivers of water. So allow the Holy Spirit to come up and out and flow freely from us, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you right now, God, because we long to see your power. We long to see your glory manifested in the earth. Oh God, we thank you, Lord, that you're manifesting great strength. Oh yes, Lord. And in this, oh God, the enemies take flight in the name of Jesus. We will not be on the defensive, but we're on the offensive. The enemy has to flee when we proclaim your name, when we speak your word. The enemy has to go, and we thank you for that today. Oh, yes, Lord. We thank you right now, God, that you're setting siege against stubborn spirits, rebellious spirits, disobedient spirits, hobo shame. Oh, God, that come from hell to afflict us in our emotions, in our bodies, and in our mind. God, we thank you today that you're setting siege against the gates of darkness and battering rounds to the walls of the forces of satanic powers. We thank you right now that you're setting our battlements and you're fortifying us in the word of righteousness and holiness. We thank you, God, that you arm us with your life, hoboshe, everlasting life, in the name of Jesus. We thank you now for indwelling us, oh God, giving us the Holy Ghost. We thank you for the power of the Holy Ghost that's down in our bellies, down in our souls. Give your people today to pray in the Holy Ghost, building up their, oh God, their feet on their most holy faith according to the word. So as we pray in the spirit, our spirit is edified. And when you allow God, you bring it back to our mind. You give us how to pray. So we're fruitful. We want to be fruitful, God, not barren. I thank you for your word today. I thank you that it's going forth and it's pushing back. It's pushing back the forces of the enemy. We thank you now. Continue to have your way, Jesus. Oh God, we thank you right now that you're setting batteries against our enemies. Even now, God, enemies against man and enemies against you. Oh God, you're giving us in the spirit how to pray, how to be effective in the spirit of God. We thank you now. We ask you, Father, to loose angels on our behalf, the angelic spirits that minister, oh God, on our behalf. Oh God, they're made of flame and fire, sent forth according to your word. We thank you for it right now. We give you praise now. We thank you, God, that you're loosing warring angels. They excel in strength. Oh God, and by your command, God, release them this moment to stand watch and guard over your church, over ministries, over your men servants, over your maid servants, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, that they would try to come against and intrude, God. But oh my God, when demonic spirits come to intrude, abort their vision, abort their plan. Oh my God, they're trespassing. But God, today we take a stand. We will stand fast in the liberty that
that you've given us. And the word tells us when we've done all to stand, we're yet going to stand. Oh God, we thank you now. We ask you, God, to bind up scorners and plots. Plots of wickedness continuously against God and against your people today. Oh God, all high-ranking spirits assigned to thwart, oh God, the plan of God. Oh my God, give us, oh God, to stand in boldness and not be fearful, not be afraid to declare your word, to decree your word. In the name of Jesus, as this prayer goes out to everyone that will listen, I pray, Holy Spirit, that you do the work that need to be done. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you now that you're pouring out fury upon the works of hell and the powers of darkness. We thank you now. We give you praise, God, for all that you're doing. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. We praise your name now. We thank you, Lord, for delivering us from the enemies in our midst. Oh, God, the spirit of Judas is hung on a tree in the spirit. And, oh, God, we bind the bag of Judas that carries death to relationships, betrayal and envy, jealousy and strife, oh, God, and greed. The dagger of the demon released to stab God's anointed in the back is broken. Oh, God, send forth confusion to the spirit that gives aid or information to strong enemies against our purpose. We plead the blood of Jesus over every treasonous relationship, violation of trust, false allegiance, part-time friendship, or breach, oh God, in covenant set against us. We break the power of all witchcraft to include the octopus, allegiance against the mind. We come against the craft spirit, oh God, that's sent to pull down and oppress. Oh God, caging incantations that cause confusion. We come against it right now in the name of Jesus. We decree, God, that our feet are anointed just as Jesus' feet were before he faced Judas. Oh my God, and we thank you, God, that no weapon formed against us will prosper, and every evil confederacy, every conspiracy meeting against us behind dark doors will fail. Every negative confession or evil decree made on our behalf will get stuck in the demonic gateways and never prevail. The spirit of schism cannot operate in our midst. Every spirit of division, oh God, will be broken by the spirit of communication. God, we thank you for your word. Oh God, you cause us, God, to knit and walk in godly communications. So all divisiveness will be identified and separated from our midst. Oh God, the spirit of betrayal will not deliver our associates and join us to prison. Oh God, we thank you today that liberty and fellowship walk strongly in our camp. All relationships in our midst are cleansed, purged, and made pure. Backstabbing, backbiting and gossip, lies and underhandedness and undermining spirits are bound up and off of us in Jesus' name. The heels of my associates and myself are anointed. I will not trip, stumble, or be offended until failure in any purpose. Oh God, I thank you for the spirit of unity that's in my camp. Agreement is the foundation of the vision. God, I thank you today. I decree agreement that will release prosperity and cause the blessing of the Lord to be loose. God, I thank you today. One person will be put, oh God, will cause 1,000 demons to flee, and two 10,000, oh my God, and however many you join, we'll put the devil to flight in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you now. We praise you, God, that this flow will come against all negative attempts of the enemy to spoil our relationships and assignments. The only betrayals that will prosper against us will be for God's purpose, just as Judas' purpose, God, was to get Jesus to the cross. So, God, there was a purpose in it. But, oh, God, the purpose of our strong enemies will deliver me and deliver us into our destination. Oh, God of life, into our destinies of life. So, God, we won't even look at our enemies crazy, but we will thank you. Whatever you allow is to push us closer to you. God, we thank you today for connecting us with people who are like-minded, that walk in harmony and love you, Jesus. Oh, God, and I ask you to disconnect all unholy alliances, all unhealthy relationships. Oh, God, disconnect anybody that's connected to us, that's contaminated, because you want your people free, and he on the surface set free, according to the word of God, is free indeed. We want to walk free today. We want to walk holy today. So God, we thank you now for bringing a cleansing in the name of Jesus. Oh yes, Lord, we thank you now, oh God, for the anointing that's being jointly fitted together so that the fivefold ministry purpose of God will take us into the perfecting of the saints according to the anointing and according to your word. We will not be blown to and fro by every wind of doctrine or false teaching. God, we will speak the truth in love, and we will not allow our differences with others to divide us. Instead, oh God, our differences shall bring us close together. God, we thank you now that every arrow that the enemy sends against our relationships will be boomeranged back to the pits of hell. Oh God, I thank you. Oh God, I praise you. Oh God, the demons called screw tape and wormwood will not mix our words and cause misunderstandings. Oh God, the enemy that would take our words and twist them and make them seem something that they're not, bind that demon in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. So God, the unity of the spirit is strong. Oh God, that every joint of the vision is supplying its part. Oh God, we all have a place in the body of Christ. So God, help us to move in the timing of God. Help us to move fitly together. Join, link arm in arm in the spirit of the Lord, because that's what the body of Christ is meant to do. We're meant to be helpers one of another. We're meant to be strengthened one of another. Oh yes, Lord. So when one is weak, we pull them up. Oh yes, Lord. When one is discouraged, we pull them up in the name of Jesus. I thank you now. I thank you for unity. I thank you for strength. I thank you for building up today. Touch your people, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you now, God. Increase our portion. Oh, God, and the arrows of the spirit of betrayal are broken and ineffective. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you now. We thank you for your leaders. We thank you for apostles and prophets. We thank you for pastors and teachers. We thank you for the evangelists. We thank you, God, for prophetic psalmists and prophetic prayer warriors. We thank you now, God, for the prophetic mantle that's lying on your people. We thank you, God, that you're stirring up, God. You're stirring up your word down in the bellies of your men servants, down in the bellies of your handmaids. We thank you now, God, that dreams and visions, oh God, will go forth, that the prophetic word will go forth, that words of knowledge will go forth, words of wisdom will go forth, and those that have been stunted, those that have been hindered, God, remove hindrances. God, you do the work. Father, you do the work today. In the mighty name of Jesus, we bind discouragement. We bind it up now. And we bind fear. We bind up the spirit of fear. We bind up bondage. Oh, yes, Lord. We bind up jealousy. We bind up Jezebel. We bind up divination. We bind up, oh God. Oh, yes, Lord. Familiar spirits, seducing spirits, doctrines of devils are bound on today. In the name of Jesus, we bind up error. We bind infirmity. We bind the dumb and deaf spirit. We bind death today. Death to dreams and death to visions. We bind all that up in the name of Jesus. And we loose the Holy Ghost to go forth. The manifested presence of God in the lives of your people. Father God, minister to those today that may be sick in body. They may be going through in their bodies. But God, you spoke to me. You said healing is the children's bread. So Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, as Jesus laid hands when he was on the earth, everywhere he went to people that were hurting. He went to people that were sick and he healed them all. This is the time, this is the hour, God, of signs, wonders, and miracles. So Father, I pray that signs and wonders and miracles will begin to go forth. That Father, we will not be afraid to speak your word, to lay hands on the sick. And your word says, they shall recover. They shall be healed. And they shall be made whole. Oh God, so we speak the word today. We speak life. I ask you to activate those that you've called, those that you've anointed to go forth in healing. Those, God, with the gifts of the Spirit. Those, God, with the gift of faith, the gift of miracles, the gift of healing. Oh my God, even the gift of health. Oh God, oh yes, Lord, anoint your people today. Anoint your men service today. Anoint your handmaids today. And help us, God, to be faithful to your word. Help us, God, to go on to perfection. In the name of Jesus, help us to come out of Lodabar. Come out of that dry place. Come out of that desert place. Come out of that lonely place. Come out of that weary place. Oh, come on out of there. In the mighty name of Jesus. God, I thank you today. I give you praise, God. We honor your name. We lift you up, oh God. Be with the leaders, the national leaders. Oh God, international leaders. Be with our president. Touch him today. Touch all those officials. In the name of Jesus. Touch our regional leaders. Touch our state leaders. Touch our local leaders. Oh God, you tell us to intercede for them that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life. So Father, I pray today that you would touch everyone under the sound of my voice, whatever need, God, that's needed, whatever issues. Father, you died, Jesus died for every issue. Oh God, so we give it to you today and give us the walk in peace. Give us the walk in joy. Give us the walk in victory in the name of Jesus and bind every negative confession in the name of Jesus. Change our view. Change our mind to think your thoughts. In the name of Jesus, we come against every mind-blocking spirit. We come against double-mindedness. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, because your word says a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. We choose not to be double-minded, but we choose to walk in you. We choose to walk in your love. We choose to walk in your grace. And Father, I thank you today for this prayer. We seal it up in the Holy Ghost. We bind any backlash. We bind any retaliation that would come to your people in the name of Jesus. Give us the walk in grace and mercy. Father, we thank you today. We give you praise now. Oh God, we give you honor. We give you glory. Bless those, oh God, that are listening. Oh God, continue to pour in. Father, we'll never cease to give you praise. Hallelujah. Give you honor and give you the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Set Free Live. Set Free Live is brought to you by Set Free Outreach Ministries. If you would like more information about our ministry, we invite you to visit us on our website at www.setfreeoutreachministries.org. If you would like to sow into our ministry, you may do so by clicking the donate button on our homepage. We encourage you to email us your prayer requests, praise reports, or comments to Apostle Deborah at setfreeoutreachministries.org. You may also write us at Set Free Outreach Ministries, 714 Aurora Avenue, Pueblo, Colorado, 81004. Until our next broadcast, keep looking up, beloved, and know that God is working all things out for you just because He loves you and He cares.
Lift your hands wherever you are and let the church.
Let the church say,
hey, hey.